superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm going to say this as straightforward as I possibly can. The New York Jets have broken Sam Darnold.
Available now on the Rich Eisen Show app.
NFL.
Today's guests, New Orleans Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett, host of NBC's The Weakest Link, Jane Lynch, plus host of Fox's Cosmos Possible Worlds, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Lots popping as we come on the air here on this Tuesday after the Monday Night Football finish to week number three. We'll hit that. Obviously, the news here in Los Angeles is Doc Rivers got fired yesterday.
Oh, baby.
The Clippers and Doc Rivers parting ways about a week and a half after the series ended between the Clippers and the Nuggets way too soon for the Los Angeles Clippers. We'll hit on that on this show. Your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. We've got a whole lineup of guests that we're excited about. We'll have some great conversations. But the news that I want to start with right now is the story that's breaking out of Tennessee, and hoping that there's not an outbreak of COVID amongst the Tennessee Titans and their organization. Three Titans players and five personnel tested positive for coronavirus, for COVID-19. Their tests came back this morning. We all know on Sunday they played against the Minnesota Vikings. So it is possible, it appears maybe even likely, that vectors cross between two NFL teams with players potentially being asymptomatic out on the field and having COVID-19. Now then, it's downright frightening. It does appear that the NFL has their first moment, similar to what Major League Baseball had when the Marlins tested positive in multiple ways. And so we take it one at a time, one day at a time, one test at a time. And so the Titans ran the tests back, and those who tested positive returned positive. So it does not appear that it is a false positive.
Right.
So unfortunately, that is the story out of Tennessee. The good news. Let's talk about some good news. The Minnesota Vikings, according to reports, no positive tests as of now. And the good news is the NFL is using significant technology to trace and track. They have already determined that there are 48 people who had close contact with the eight individuals who tested positive. That's a large number, but the fact that they have a number and they know the number and they can call these 48 people and say, you've got to quarantine right now. That is good news that the NFL is on it. The NFLPA is on it, that their plans that they had in place, whatever they may be, are being put into practice. And the Vikings have shut down their operations in person. Same with the Titans. The Titans, according to all reports, will be kept out of their facility until Saturday. Deep cleaning will go into place in case it's possible some way, somehow, that COVID made its way into their facility bubble. And that's how somebody picked this up, as you know. Schools in many parts of this country are open and kids are going to school and maybe bringing it home. I mean, there's so many different ways we can go on and on and on about it. So the protocols are anybody who is asymptomatic, who tests positive, can return within 10 days or return within 5 days after two consecutive negative tests within a 5-day period. So they're going to run it back. Symptomatic individuals who test positive can return 10 days after symptoms first appear and 72 hours after the last symptoms appeared, and everybody's got to go and be cleared by team physicians before they're back out there. The Tennessee Titans, as we know, are 3-0. Their Week 4 game is against another 3-0 team in Pittsburgh, which has been told, continue on with what you're doing, but hey, you might not play this Sunday. The same is being told to the Minnesota Vikings and their opponent, the Houston Texans. Now then, this is just total speculation, but the fantastic scheduling team that the NFL has, headed up by Howard Katz and Mike North and that crew at the NFL, they know everything. They have the software that seems like it's straight out of whatever science fiction movie you know.
Go Matrix.
So they have the ability to figure out. Now, again, if nothing happens, it's possible the Steelers and the Titans game and the Vikings and the Texans game, Vikings and Texans might play their scheduled time if the Vikings continue to test negative all the way through the week.
Right.
And then the Titans, if they have removed everybody and everybody else continues to test negative, maybe they play this game Monday, could even be Tuesday. Tuesday night football gives them 5 days to get back, and you could sit here and say, well, that's a competitive disadvantage for both the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans when they face, respectively, in the following week, Buffalo and Philadelphia. But these are, I guess, the eggs you got to crack to make your COVID-19 2020 season omelet. There are bye weeks in the schedule that can be used. The Steelers have a bye week, week 8. So do the Ravens. They play each other the week before. Is it possible that you can move bye weeks around so the Titans, who have a bye week in week 7, and the Minnesota Vikings, who have a bye week in week 7, they have the same bye week? Can you move it around the chess pieces with Houston involved and affect as few other schedules as possible? You can move things around. It is possible. But then, of course, then you have no margin for error after you've used your bye weeks. This is finally coming home to roost, COVID-19 in the NFL in 2020. And we will see what happens. We're going to keep an eye on all this. Jason Lockenfora, our friend from CBS Sports, is reporting that all teams involved have already been told that their games could be postponed this weekend. Moved around. Nobody knows. They're going to keep retesting the Vikings. They're going to keep retesting the Titans. The one thing we know is the Titans are out of the building on Saturday, until Saturday. And that is a significant disadvantage for them while the Steelers go through their work. But this is the NFL. The phrase, it is what it is, gets thrown around a lot. Control what you can control gets thrown around a lot. I have my fun with that being the top coaching cliches, but in this case, it actually does apply. Titans will continue on, and so will the Vikings, and so will the Steelers, and so will the Texans, and those are the four teams currently affected. And if they have to move the schedule around, then the Ravens might get affected because the Steelers' bye week might mess with that. You got Green Bay potentially involved because they play Houston in week 7. Their bye week is in week 5. If you try to line up everybody's bye weeks at the same time for this week, you move things around, it's entirely possible other teams get affected. I'm just throwing names out here. I'm totally spitballing on live television to give you how the options are in front of the NFL to move things around later in the schedule to give teams bye weeks right now or play midweek next week. And yeah, the NFL tries to give short weeks to a team only once a year. This year may be different. And then you can look back if the Tennessee Titans go on a huge run next winter and they go on a huge run in January, and you could look back and say they got through it. So that's the way things are right now. Now then, it gives you just a moment of a reality check about how we've lost ourselves in the first 3 weeks of the season. And really not great. Knowing about. Yeah. And this, by the way, too, I will say this. This is why the NFL is telling all these coaches, mask up. The number of times, like $100,000 here, $250,000 there. If all these guys test negative, why are you telling the coaches to mask up? Well, because many of them are over the age of 60. And you don't know with this insidious virus. Mask up. That's why the NFL's doing it. Exactly right here. Mask up. As well as potentially to show the rest of America, that's how you prevent this virus in many different ways with a mask. Now then, as for the NFL and the game we saw last night, no contest. It got close at one point. No contest.
Didn't feel close.
I am, as you know, I'm a, what am I, a Baltophile, a Ravophile, you know, I'm a.
You've been in on them.
I'm a Lamarophile. I'm Stan. That's what the kids call it, Chris
Brown.
I'm a Stan. I'm a Lamar Stan, and I'm proud to be one.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be one because he is game changing and he is revolutionary. Yeah. But what he is not is a guy who can clearly come back from a huge hole. There is a formula to beating the Ravens. The Chiefs have uncorked it now three times since Lamar Jackson has been the starter. And it is get up on him. Get up on him. And pressure him to make throws and pressure the receivers to make catches. Five drop balls last night by the Ravens. Five of them. You know, Hollywood Brown had a couple of them. Mark Andrews in the end zone. It was a quote-unquote tough catch, but a catch that you have to make if you've had 10 touchdowns at the tight end position the year before.
Yeah, dude's one of the best tight ends. You don't see him make that drop that often.
Correct. So the Ravens' formula for success is get up, beat you up with a running attack that you don't know where it's coming from, and then play solid defense because their punter is excellent and their kicker's excellent. Whenever the offense falters, they keep on adding 3 points, and that's how you win games if you're the Baltimore Ravens. And if you lose games, it's because the offense you're going against is so damn good and they're putting points on the board, and this offense is not a big chunk play. Let's come from two scores behind offense in the same way that, say, Dallas's is or the Seahawks are or the Falcons clearly can be, and they're winless. I mean, the Bills appear to be a team that can put points on the board pretty damn fast. But the Ravens aren't. And last night kind of proved it. And I'm still waiting for Lamar Jackson to be down two scores and say, I got this. I'm going to lead this back. I'm going to start winging it around a lot. My guys are going to start making tons of plays for me, and I'm going to come from two scores down, and you watch me, and I'm going to say all these naysayers, go take that where the sun don't shine. But we've yet to see it. And last night, you know what? I said the Ravens were going to win this conference. It's still very early. I did say Mahomes was going to repeat as the MVP.
Looks good.
I don't
so
know
far.
How you could. I mean, you could potentially square both circles because the Ravens will win in the playoffs, but not with what I saw last night. Right. They have many weeks clearly to rectify this and have somebody. Could it be Hollywood Brown who takes the top of the defense off and makes plays like Tyreek Hill? Can it be Andrews who can make plays across the middle and down a seam like Kelsey? Can any of these running backs, you know, together? I mean, they do the job when they're ahead. It's just last night you saw, again, why the Chiefs are so amazing. And the reason why is because they've got a terrific offensive line who sets things up for a quarterback who can make plays when anything happens. Name it. Just name it. Name it. You blitz them, you come up with any defense, name it. Name the defense, he can beat it. Name the moment where things break down. Name the moment where you surprise him pre-snap. Name the moment, and more often than not, this kid, Patrick Mahomes, is going to beat you because he's got the weaponry around him and a brilliant coach and offensive coordinator coming up with one play after another that you don't know what Rose Bowl it's from, or what laboratory it's been cooked up from, or what playbook it came from Andy Reid back in his Holmgren days, or whatever Eric Bieniemy once saw, or whatever Mahomes thinks would work best. It's all working. And you add Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or I didn't know, is it Helaire? Because that's the way our friend Steve Levy kept hammering it.
TJ had a great nickname, the Fresh Prince of Helaire.
Well, actually, I think that was Pro Football Focus, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. Or unless, did you come up with that?
That was in the group text that I had after doing the preseason.
Long story short, is it definitely puts a crimp in the Fresh Prince of Helaire if he's Helaire. But long story short, whatever you call him. And then defensively, hey, man, that's why they paid Chris Jones. That's why Frank Clark is Frank Clark. That's why Tyrann Mathieu is Tyrann Mathieu. There was one funny moment last night that where Spags, Coach Spagnuolo, who's been terrific as the defensive coordinator in Kansas City, they've really come on strong. At one point, he's masked up, and he's so used to covering his mouth when he calls the play with his play sheet. Anytime he was calling the play, you could see his mask move and he's calling the play. He would hold the play sheet in front of us like, hey, look, when you're masked up, this is another reason why coaches should wear the mask, is you don't have to worry about people reading your lips.
True.
It works for player health and safety and to prevent cheating and lip reading. I guess not cheating if you're reading lips. But at any rate, long story short is it's all working for the Chiefs. They are 3-0. I'll always raise my hand and say when I'm wrong. I believed in the Ravens last night. And also, hey, this is why I went higher register on it on Friday when I said, hey, maybe the AFC West isn't all about the Chiefs. Like, that's why I had to go higher register to believe it.
Yeah.
I said that the Chiefs were the only team in the division to win this past week. They have a nice little leg up on the rest of this division right now just through 3 weeks, and they are the class of the AFC. They're the class of the NFL. The way that Mahomes is playing, that this defense is playing. I mean, the one thing that they broke down last night that it didn't really work was Butker, who rarely misses kicks.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
I know, it's weird.
Two of the best kickers in the league.
They're amazing. They're amazing. And through 3 weeks, if you got power rankings, I know you and TJ do it. I don't know how the Chiefs wouldn't be number one unless you put the Seahawks there. But the Chiefs' defense is putting the bang thing on people. As for the Seahawks, they're just putting points up at will. Russ is cooking. Tyler Lockett had 3 touchdowns going into the locker room at halftime. He's our first guest in the second hour. And we've got Cameron Jordan first up from the New Orleans Saints, who've got their hands full, with the Lions. Coming up this week, they have a rare 2-game losing streak going into that game, and Cameron Jordan's going to join us on this show. And you got 2 NFL players in the day that we've got the first COVID tests of significance, 8 of them in all for the Tennessee Titans today. So we'll talk to 2 NFL players, what's going through their mind. And then, as you know, we frequently go in many directions on this show. The host of The Weakest Link, which is on NBC, it's been rebooted.
I worked on it originally.
You worked on the original, huh?
I mixed the first, syndicated and regular.
So I didn't know I had a Weakest Link insider here. That was hosted by Ann Robinson for all those years. Now the brilliant Jane Lynch returns to the show. She's been on it twice. She will join us. And the day after the episodes air on NBC, you can see him right here on Peacock. So that's all good. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson will join us in the third hour of this program.
Do you want to maybe ask him, you know, what the gravitational pull of the Dolan wormhole is?
You could ask him about that.
Ask him that.
Another good question for him will be, how does he respond to flat earthers like Kyrie?
Love it.
Yeah.
And then, Don, keep the camera right there. Do I ask him, Chris? Can I see Chris, please, Don? Do I ask him about the pressure in footballs during cold weather?
Yes.
Actually, please do.
We have not had him on.
Honestly, please do.
Truly,
please do.
Out of the last, what would you say, ever, the most science-related question to the biggest story that could be possible based on science in the sports world.
Like the amount of people who don't understand the science behind what happened in Indianapolis.
Do I ask him about that?
In New England that day. Just ask him, please. Please clear that up.
Football players, pro football players, across the board, they think it's...
There you go. That's what Ben Affleck. Should we play the Ben Affleck?
plead the fifth.
Oh, very good. Well, you got all your
Mike,
deflate
you
game
are,
drops ready
you
right
are,
there.
You are on one right now. Attaboy.
So your phone calls are out there. We'll release our poll question when we come back. I do want to hit on the Doc Rivers departure here in Los Angeles yesterday. It left me shocked. T, TJ Jefferson, Clipper fan. I know I'd like to give you your two cents on that.
I do.
That's how we're rolling into this very busy Tuesday. Four guests and you at 844-204-RICH on the Rich Eisen Show here on the Quadcast.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Davante Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archives. I'll tell you what, folks, you cannot do without NFL Game Pass and being a football fan. It makes it so much better. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Welcome back to our show. We are about 90 seconds away from having our whole family back on Peacock starting next week. We are going to be exclusive to Peacock. So go to PeacockTV.com. Well, I should wait, I guess, for the NBC audience. If you're watching us on Peacock, you know how to get us, right?
Yeah.
I'm just selling, man. I'm just trying to move. You know,
Al Michaels, who was here a few years ago, who was like, you're hawking everything.
Al Michaels said that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hawking everything.
I may have that drop somewhere.
What, Al Michaels, when he came on here?
I gotta find old Al.
Good old Al, who'll be back in the Sunday Night Football booth coming up this weekend. And that's a big one, too, by the way, with Philadelphia visiting San Francisco.
What an interesting game.
You know, we've invited so John Lynch levels, on the show, and I do believe...
Rich is selling everything to me.
Thank you.
Nice job, Mike.
I do believe we've got John Lynch coming on the show later on this week, or at least he's we're circling around each other here to find a time.
Efforting.
I mean, you want to talk about a job as a general manager during
my
the season.
Goodness,
like, what does a GM do during the season? Oh, my God.
Well, when you have 28 guys go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Like... yeah.
I should ask him if he's stepped on any cracks or walked under any ladders or anything.
Black cats, broken mirrors.
My goodness.
Wow, right?
Okie dokie. We're back with our Quadcast family right now. We're back on NBCSN, and to all of those out there who are watching us on NBCSN, as of next week, we are Peacock only. So we're moving exclusively to Peacock, and we love being on NBCSN, but starting next week, Peacock only. So go get the app, PeacockTV.com. Download the app. It's so simple to find us. We're on the NBC Sports on Peacock channel, which is right there at the top of the bar. When you get Peacock, it says channels. You go find us between 12 and 3 Eastern, and we're right there. After Dan Patrick and right before Brother from Another. What are we in? One of our callers yesterday said it's not a Florio burrito.
Yeah, not a Florio burrito, but a Florio flauta.
Okay, very good. So we're right in the middle of the Florio flauta.
Flautas are delicious.
Okay.
Underrated.
Never had one. How did we, our poll question, finish up on the now and later or starburst front that we hit on later? Because Michael Irvin, who was on our show yesterday, made a now and later reference, and I said I'm more of a starburst man myself. If you're talking about like a square candy.
Yep.
Where do we finish up on that?
Yeah, so I'll hit that with an RT in case you missed that yesterday. But starburst blew it away, 85-15.
There you go.
Yeah.
So see you later for now and later.
Nice.
When it comes to Starburst.
Except for yellow. Why do they keep making yellow Starburst? Those are disgusting.
Some people like it. It's a punishment.
Who? If you like yellow Starburst, please tweet us at Rich Eisen Show. Explain why.
Or call us. Call us because you have
questions.
I will say it's definitely not my favorite.
The grape and the cherry are definitely one and two in the power rank.
There's no grape Starburst.
The blue one. Whatever the blue one is.
There's no blue one.
Yes, there is.
Taste the rainbow, Mike. It's not in there, though.
You're talking about Skittles. We're talking about Starburst.
Oh, my word. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. What is the actual poll question today, Chris?
Okay, I will admit that I just ripped this off from First Take because it's really interesting.
All right.
They had a topic, but we can debate the participants here. Who's the biggest threat to knock off the Chiefs in the AFC? We'll go with the Ravens. They played them last night, but the Ravens are a good team, obviously. Steelers, Bills, Patriots.
Okay.
Biggest threat to knock off the Chiefs in the AFC.
Ravens, Steelers, Bills, Patriots. You know, it's interesting. With the Chiefs' win last night, the only division in the NFL with multiple 3-0 teams is the NFC North. The Packers and Bears.
Unreal.
Had the Ravens won, it would have been the AFC North with the NFC North. But instead, the Steelers have a game lead. But now, obviously, we're just keeping an eye peeled, Chris, because I'm sure this story is breaking throughout this entire three-hour show. The Steelers may play the Titans on Sunday, play them, who knows, Monday, Tuesday, may play them another week later on down the road. The NFL has options here. None of them are great. None of them are great, but all of them are on the table, and none of them break the league. Let's put it that way. And we all have to be flexible as fans to figure it all out and then understand that your team may have a competitive disadvantage a certain week or weeks, but that's the way it's got to go. And then just use baseball, I guess, as a guideline in the fact that the Marlins, as you know, missed a week and a half worth of games and made the playoffs anyway. And you could sit here and say, well, I don't know how legitimate these playoffs are with the Marlins in it. Be that as it may, when the Marlins take the field coming up over the next couple of days, maybe you won't be thinking about that. But the fact is that baseball made it to the playoffs, and the NFL is just going to take it a step at a time. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Now then, I'll give you the floor first. You're a resident Clipper fan. What did you think about the Clippers having their meeting, their exit meeting, I guess, with Doc Rivers? And instead of it being an exit meeting for the year, it's the exit meeting for good. That Doc Rivers is no longer the coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, TJ. I'll give you the floor on that first before I give you my two cents here.
I hate to see someone lose their job.
Of course.
First and foremost. I'm not that person. You know, Doc Rivers, great human being.
Yes.
Great coach. I just wonder if, you know, you get to a certain point when it's time. The voice doesn't resonate as loudly and as strongly. I mean, now that being said, this is pretty much a new squad that he was dealing with this year. But something went horribly wrong, and I don't know if it was in the locker room. We saw what happened on the court. Something had to change. We had such high expectations. People were betting on the Clippers for the first time in a long time. Someone had to answer for that meltdown. And, you know, and it
usually
comes from
the coach.
It's the coach. It comes from the top. You know, like I said, seven great seasons. Love Doc Rivers, but maybe it was time for a change. We're going to see. It depends on who they bring in next. This next coaching move is going to be very, very crucial.
Well, I agree with you on that.
A lot of names being thrown out, man.
Why would you want this job?
I think Phil Jackson is the most ludicrous name that could be possibly thrown out.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but Jeff Van Gundy is a name that's getting
Van Gundy's getting a lot of, like, that D'Antoni can wind up elsewhere, and Van Gundy can wind up here, and Doc Rivers winds up, like, D'Antoni goes to Philly, and Van Gundy shows up here, and Doc shows up there in Houston.
Right.
Hey, if I'm Doc Rivers, and he hasn't asked, and I haven't spoken. If I'm Doc, I just live out here on the left coast.
He's got two more years.
Go play golf.
Getting paid.
Go play golf, and I think ESPN would fall all over themselves for him to show up in studio and call some games for him. All over. Certainly if Van Gundy departs. Oh, my gosh. So he could just sit back. And then you look at what he did for the Clippers. Look, I mean, the problem with what you're seeing on the board is the last line, all right, for a team that never made it to a conference finals, and Rivers never did either, with the teams like Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan and the current iteration of it, and the fact that that's whole history of this team, that he never made it and lost in the worst possible way, 3-1. But as you up 3-1 and then losing, as you recounted the Friday before in a higher register segment, TJ, going into the eventual collapse mm-hmm. against the Nuggets, there were a lot of things that happened that Rivers could not control, like Chris Paul's hamstring.
That's the only way to describe some of this stuff.
Like, say, it was beyond his control, some of the reasons why they didn't make it to the conference finals. Mm-hmm. So it's not all his fault.
Definitely.
And
not.
In terms of not his fault this year, you could say it's a coach's fault that Paul Pierce did not think, Paul George, I'm misconstruing the doc runs.
The docs and the Pauls.
You could blame the coach for one of his star players in Paul Pierce. You could blame the coach. Let me say it one more time.
Jameis Winston.
You know, geez, I'm in that vortex.
Deshaun Watson.
All right. You could blame the coach that one of his star players in Paul George, who they acquired for a king's ransom, because the guy they wanted, the game changer they needed, designated that guy and Paul George as his running mate. He selected him as his running mate.
Handpicked.
And the Clippers gave up a king's ransom to make it all happen. And Doc Rivers was the guy sitting up at his spot on the beach in Malibu, as he recounted when he was here and other places. He was the one who put it all together, helped put it all together and convince everybody, let's do this thing. You could blame the coach, I guess, that guy said this year really wasn't the year though all along anyway. Because I guess the coach needs to motivate his players. And to me, Doc has never been his lack of a motivator. So what ended up happening for me, and I don't know what happened internally, but when one of the guys that you put every egg into his basket and he gives you just 2 years to win it, at the end of the first one says, we didn't spend enough time together, even though they were quarantined on top of each other for weeks, to the point where this player also said, it's a depressing, anxious, anxiety-ridden experience, which I totally understand. But he himself was staring into the void of being around everybody. And then at the end of the run that ends so horribly wrong on the scoreboard, says this wasn't the year anyway. I'm not going to pin that on the coach.
You just went higher register.
I know, but I will say it again then. I will not pin that on the coach. Some guys don't have it, and it looks like Paul George doesn't have it, as NBA Twitter was reveling in when George and the rest of the Clippers did not get it. Unfortunate for Doc. Now, he deserves part of the blame. He's the coach, and you could sit here about defensive sets, offensive sets, and, you know, the collapse. He is also the guy who had sixth-year players of the year three straight years in a row. Mm-hmm. Coached those guys up. Coached up the other guys worthy enough that the Oklahoma City Thunder said, we'll take them. I mean, again, I'm a Doc Rivers defender, especially since what wasn't on the board for what Doc Rivers contributed to the Clippers.
I know where you're going.
What's not on the board is what he did in this town in 2014 when that execrable, look it up if you need to, execrable human being of an owner finally showed his true self, or had it shown, because his girlfriend recorded him saying the worst possible things. That when that happened in this town and ripped this town in two for a team that supposedly doesn't mean anything in this town, he was amazing when Donald Sterling finally got the gate. Doc was amazing. That's not on any stat sheet, wins, losses, or anything else. His leadership in this town, also his leadership in the bubble when he was talking about what was going on in the world.
For sure.
His leadership in the league. I hope he's, whatever he wants to do, he's going to still stick with the league. But he's got a big leadership role in this league, and I hope somebody, if he wants to coach, someone will give it to him. And if he wants to be on the air, as Al Michaels will tell you, when he was calling games with him when Al did the NBA, this is one of his favorite human beings on the planet and broadcasters to broadcast with. And this is a guy who sits next to the Rolls Royce and Chris Collinsworth after he sat next to John Madden. So he kind of knows that. So Doc has set whatever he'd like to do. And I hope he gets to do whatever he wants to do. Because he, like you as a fan of the Clippers, deserved better. I was surprised by this. Good luck to them to find somebody who can do everything that Doc did and hopefully get him past that hump. By the way, with two guys who are going to have to approve who comes in, right? I mean, like Kawhi's not going to sit, right?
At least one will have to approve.
Kawhi, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Ty Lue's sitting there and he's already on the staff, and maybe that's what this had to do with. It's like we need a different voice. We got to go in a different direction. You're going to stick with him. I don't know. I just think deep down, Ballmer's got some sort of crazy dancing on the Microsoft stage moment where he's going to just take a Hail Mary at somebody we're not thinking of and make that coach a much richer individual than he is right now.
Well, do you think Ballmer ran this by Kawhi?
I don't know.
Getting rid of Doc?
I can't imagine that these guys who came here and were – definitely came here because Doc helped put it together and they knew that Doc would be there for their run, that they wouldn't blow it up, right? They would keep it, the run going. Probably they thought their play wouldn't bring it about, but it did. That's what I'm saying. It did. I still can't compute Paul George saying after the Clippers got bounced, this wasn't our year anyway. I mean, we haven't been around each other. We have more time.
That's a tough.
I mean,
tough
you can't. I mean, Doc Rivers is. It went upon hearing that his jaw had to hit the floor. But he's a coach, and when you don't come up with results, it's a results-oriented business. I'm just saying to the Clippers, good luck finding someone to give you the results that even he gave. Certainly in this town, when the chips were down, they have big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
and I understand they didn't get to where they needed to get, and it was thoroughly disappointing again. But they got big shoes to fill. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I'm glad I finally got that out without calling Paul George Paul Pierce for a fourth time. I almost had a triple-double right there.
I love what you said about Doc, though. Everything was true. You know, as a Clippers fan, you're hurt by what happened. I was shocked that he actually got let go. I have to be honest. And I'm chalking this up to 2020. Like, everything that's happened in this year, as I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm starting to think that everything that happens this year should have been given a pass, because this is the craziest year. Everyone having to go to the bubble. Paul George already saying how it mentally affected him.
Yes,
you almost have to give him a pass. I would love to have seen them run it back hopefully in a full season next year. Like I said, I was hurt. I'm mad. But when I saw that news, I was definitely shocked. Well, definitely shocked.
All eyes peeled. It's amazing, too. When Kawhi came here and Paul George came here and it was game on in Los Angeles because the Clippers were now just like the Nets doing what they did with Kyrie and Durant, even though Durant we knew wouldn't play this year, was surpassing the Knicks in this town in terms of awareness, in terms of fandom, and in terms of battling, joining a battle for basketball in a town. We were sitting here saying it was Clippers and Lakers. They're on an equal footing. They got Kawhi and Paul George, and the Lakers have LeBron, and they've got Anthony Davis, and they've got a caretaker coach who's going to get fired because Jason Kidd's going to undermine him, and none of that happened, and they're in the finals, and the Clippers are looking for a new coach, and they didn't even make it to the conference finals. I'm stunned.
I feel you.
These are facts, though. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Cameron Jordan's going to join us from the Saints, and then your phone calls along with Tyler Lockett, Jane Lynch, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson as well, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. They remember your order and call you by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL.
Okay, everybody, we're taking you to Brother from Another at 3 Eastern Time, where Michael Smith and Michael Holly, I'm sure they'll have something to say about the Doc Rivers departure, as well as what's going on in the NFL world, and we're keeping an eye on it. If you're just joining us right now, 8 members of the Titans organization, 3 players and 5 personnel, were tested positive for the coronavirus after the game. They played with Minnesota. The retest showed that the tests were positive again. So it does not appear that it's a false positive. The Vikings, however, have yet to show any positive tests, which is good news there. And the other good news is the NFL knows exactly the number of people who had close contact with the 8 from the Titans. So we're going to keep an eye on all that throughout the day here on Peacock. And NBC Sports Net is about to rejoin us here to make us a Quadcast family again. And we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've got Tyler Lockett of the Seattle Seahawks joining us at the top of the next hour, but joining us right now in the same way. Hey, everyone's getting a podcast. We were way ahead of the game, Chris. I'll be very honest.
I mean, look, there's no question.
All right, Michael Irvin joined us yesterday to promote his new podcast. This guy's got a new podcast with his former teammate and lifelong friend, Mark Ingram of the Ravens. Cameron Jordan and Mark Ingram are launching their newest original podcast, Trust Levels. Now, again, we all know about trust.
Big trust.
Big trust, right?
Big trust.
And the levels is spelled with a Z.
Oh.
Okay? So everyone understand when you're looking for it. Trust Levels. Nice artwork right there. Cameron Jordan of the New Orleans Saints, the co-host of Trust Levels, is back here on the show. How are you, bud?
I'd like to say I'm doing great, but I feel like I could be better. How we be sitting at 3-0? I've been really great. We gotta get these wins in.
Before I get to your team and your pod, what do you think of when you hear that the Titans are dealing with the first what appears to be COVID-19 significant amounts of positive tests? What's going through your mind, Cameron?
I hope it hasn't been said that if anyone has a positive, I mean, there's false positives or whatever in this world. I'm hoping that nobody actually has COVID-19 and everybody's healthy and safe. And at the same time, I feel like, the NFL will put them through the protocols to get everybody back on track, as I've heard. But the Vikings and Titans won't be in building until Saturday. Something that, you know, we we as a football player, we as a team or whatever, have to be always aware of our situations within COVID-19, and really just have to stay focused and vigilant on doing our best efforts of not trying to have too many outside variables.
So, but you do you feel safe based on the protocols that have been set up for you by the league and the Players Association? Or does this give you a pause here, Cameron?
I didn't hear that last part you said. Yeah, I mean, all I know is when it comes down to it, you know, at least the Saints have been clear of it. And if we have to come across that bridge, we're gonna have to deal with it accordingly. I can only give the best wishes to both the teams dealing with this right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for those who may be curious, and I'm one of them, then you count me in there. How quickly after a game are you tested? Walk us through the testing process for you as a player, Cameron Jordan.
I would say whatever that is, the next morning. Even when we had stayed in Vegas, we got tested the next morning. So morning after. And I mean, you probably get those. I'm not sure how fast you get those results, but it's still, you know. You go. Can you come in the building and you're still looking around like, I hope everybody's okay. You know, this is our new norm, and this is something that, you know, we've dealt with now at least 3 weeks, all the teams in the league, and for this to pop up, this is something that, you know, sort of scares you a little bit. At the same time, this is one of the risks that you knew coming into this season.
Right, and then when's the last time before a game that you're tested?
Great question. Saturday, 24 hours before.
Okay.
Whatever the league mandate is. I mean, we're pretty standard in how we follow our procedures. I'm pretty sure it's 24 hours before, I believe, something like that.
Okay. Cameron Jordan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now let's get to your team, and I want trust levels answers, if you don't mind, Cameron. All right. What do you make of the narrative that is gaining more and more steam each week that your quarterback is showing diminishing returns of being somebody over the age of 40? What do you make of that conversation, Cameron?
I'd like to say he was his most accurate last year when the same narrative was around, and the most accurate he's been in his career. I mean, we're talking about three games in. I feel like I'm putting everything on defense more than I would put on offense who just put up 30 points on the board. This is something that, you know, us as a team has to get better from. This is something that, you know, we've been sort of self-inflicted a lot of our pains and our own wounds from penalties on ourselves. And after we clean that up, I mean, when you have 70 and, you know, 70 to 100 yards worth of penalties, especially on crucial downs, this is something that you have to clean up and have to get better from.
Now, but you also know, being somebody who goes and hunts quarterbacks for a living, Cameron Jordan, and watches film and circles people on film, does your quarterback look like someone to you who can't get it down the field vertically?
I think we just had a 50-yard touchdown last week from AK. But that being said, down the field, absolutely not. I mean, he looks like a quarterback who still makes all the throws and still able to make explosive habits. And, you know, when Mike T comes back, that'll be another piece of the offense that is just explosive, is at one of the most premier positions you can have. If anything, I'd say I trust Drew more and more every time that he's ever taken the field than I would any other quarterback.
Now, Cameron, the pass to your running back was like 1 yard, and he ran at 70. So, I mean, you know, I gotta keep it trust levels too whenever I talk to you. But that said, I'm not one of these people that's burying your quarterback. I want that said before I ask you this: is Drew pissed about it? He hears it. He's got to know it. He's got to hear it. He hears the insinuating questions when he's asked. Is he pissed about this?
I'm sure he's been asked those questions. And however he answers them, I mean, his work ethic and the way he takes to practice and the way he takes the games every week. Again, it's not for lack of points. If anything, I put it on defense and how we should be able to stop some of these offenses. Once we control, you know, our own destiny, I feel like that's what take care of itself. There's always going to be naysayers as soon as, you know, somebody reaches. They were saying, you know, the same thing game one, and after we won the game, they sort of quieted down. With every loss, there's going to be always an open airway, at least for criticism.
How do you clean that up then? How's that get cleaned up, Cameron?
Win more, Rich. We have to win this week.
That's as simple as that. Win more.
Simple.
I love it. Well, and what's the challenge this week? I'm sure you're going to start watching on film the way that the Lions, perform their business. Obviously, Kyler Murray is a different quarterback than Drew Brees, but they were able to pick him off three times. And then you saw what they were able to do offensively and not pretty much get off the field in the fourth quarter. What's the challenge here for you with the Lions this week, sir?
Right. I mean, they have a ton of weapons. You talk about Adrian Peterson and the way,
right.
You know, we all know Adrian Peterson that can be explosive, and the way he comes downhill. They have Kenny Galladay, and then, of course, you got Marvin Jones out there making strong plays, especially from the film we just watched. And, you know, when you have playmakers everywhere, it's got to be on our defense. I'm looking at us as a defense to try and not only affect the quarterback. I mean, if we can get a couple early hits in on him and stay that constant pressure, that's going to be the game changer. Before I ever look at the offense, I always look at our defense, and we have to do more.
Well, look, man, I know when you're promoting something in this world, it's much easier to do it coming off a win and certainly not two losses. So, you know, the fact that you're on here, you know, is a testament to the fact that you always spit truth and you're always a professional and you're always a good guy. And that's what I imagine you and Ingram are bringing to this podcast. What your first guest was Kamara, right? Is that your
right.
first guest? Alvin.
Oh, yeah.
Alvin was your first guest, correct?
Yeah, big explosive. You know, straight from Alabama to through his ascension to the league.
Mm-hmm. So now, what are people going to get from this pod, Cameron? Like pound the table for trust levels. Pound it.
I'll say, if the first episode is indicative of anything,
yes.
It's that, you know, it's me and one of my, you know, best friends out here having a blast. I mean, it's me and Mark Ingram really just talking football, talking, you know, the ascension of some guys that are coming through and just the path of how it might not be the most natural way to get to one of these, you know, big time schools or get to the league and really having a fun time doing it. I mean, you're catching stories that you may not catch anywhere else because we have, you know, the ability to talk not only football, but just the pathways and how we all got to the league.
Yeah, I mean, the guests that you have include Lamar Jackson, Kittle, Kamara, obviously Derrick Henry, Evans, Bobby Wagner, who I love, and more. Mm. Who's a guest that you want? That's a question I get a lot, Cameron. Who's the guest that you want that you haven't gotten?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you sort of got a heck of a start of a list right now. You know, after, I like to say, after we get everything said and done, a guest that I want. I feel like we had everybody the first season. We're going to add more on. I mean, if anything, we just had a lack of episodes to get it done.
Okay. let me put a finer point on it then. Which sports broadcasting guest do you want the most, Cameron?
Oh, yeah. Sportscast, yeah.
Yeah.
Between you, if I could get Rich Eisen on that thing, that could be a fun time. You know, we bring in maybe like Jamil Hill, just because I used to always love her podcast.
Sure.
Shannon Sharp. I mean, this all the bright personalities of the world is only going to make a podcast even more fun.
Yeah, you should have stopped. And I love Jamil, and obviously Shannon can tell so many stories. There's no between me and anyone else. I mean, like, there's just one Cameron, you know?
Honestly, think about this. If I could get me,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
with Mark Ingram,
yeah,
and then we bring in, like, Colin Cowherd.
Oh, sure.
We could have debates for days.
Yeah, except I believe what I say, Cameron. You know?
It'd be big trust levels.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, because for those who may not understand, trust levels means you're spitting truth and you believe what you say, you back it up, right? And that you,
mm-hmm,
right?
You're spitting your truth, and if you can back up your truth, then
right,
it could be a truth to be backed up on.
Thank you. Very good. Cameron, I really appreciate your calls. Congrats on the pod. New episodes release every Wednesday. The premiere episode released last week with Alvin Kamara. Best of luck. Stay healthy. Stay safe, Cameron. You and your family, okay?
Absolutely. As my dog Mark would say, big trust.
Big. But that's right. Okay.
As all 87 sacks that I've had in my career thus far, it's always level to this.
That's, so you knew that number off the top of your head.
I'm on a hunt. I'm on a mission this year. We just got to get more wins, and it starts with the defense.
So, you know, what if I said to you, hey, in terms of, you know, pass rushers that I want to have on this show that I want between you and then finish the sentence with other people who are, you know, respected, but I just, how would you feel?
Like I'd be in very respectable company.
Okay. All right. Maybe I need to look in the mirror is what you're saying, Cameron Jordan. I got
look,
it.
Look, if you said, hey, I want you and Chandler Jones on the on show, I'd be like, dope. You okay. know, there's nobody who I enjoy more than watching other pass rushers.
Okay.
So if you say, you know, Chandler Jones, or if you say Julius Peppers, or, you know, you say Justin Houston or Robert Quinn or J.J. Watt, I mean, there's
all right,
one company.
All right. I get it. Now I feel like crap, Cameron. Thank you. My gosh. Congrats again on the pod. Be well. Be safe.
Hey, much appreciated.
Take care.
You got it. One,
right back at you. That's Cameron Jordan at Cam Jordan 94. Trust levels.
That'll be fun.
Tyler Lockett coming off of his 3-touchdown performance. It'll just be easy. I'll ask him, how are you doing? And he'll be like, great. Not like we should have been 3-0. He is 3-0.
Can I take a break during that interview?
Yeah.
Go in the back.
Yeah, it's okay. Just listen about the quarterback on Sunday, as Jerry Jones would refer to him. That's Russell Wilson. Big Russ. Tyler Lockett. And Jane Lynch and you, hour two. Four downs coming up as well.
Hey, sports fans, Adam Carolla here. I want to tell you about my new daily sports show, All Balls, All Sports. Join me and my co-host, comedian sports expert Jeff Cesario, 5 days a week as we get into the daily news from the world of sports and gambling. From NFL and NBA game action to off-the-field shenanigans, there's no sports topic too hot for All Balls, All Sports. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and find us at podcastone.com.